Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. Some call me mysterious. Some call me a conspiracy theorist. And others just call me Squib Billy. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the first chair of the Woodwind Group. I had fun at her wedding and enjoyed being there, Miss Allie Mack.
Does that make you feel better?
And over there we have Dylan. I drive a brand new Kia because I'm in the Kia studios, and he waves creepily, and he gets very defensive if you pick against his Eagles, Mr. Dylan Dowline Matthews. And together we are the Morning Shift. Good morning.
I don't even know where to start with you two this morning, man.
I'm just not going to sit here and have stones cast at me, not only on the air yesterday, but in the recap this morning.
I'm gonna keep it a buck, as Dylan would say. I don't know which one of you is right or wrong in this whole scenario. I'm not sure that there is one. It's just hilarious to listen to. Allie is upset that Bo was not excited about going to her wedding.
A two-year-old beef.
She's upset that Bo was not excited about coming to her wedding, and she called him out yesterday about it because she has been around Bo enough to know that he was not excited about going to the wedding.
Exactly.
And his response is, yeah, I wasn't excited, but I had a good time, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know which one's right and wrong.
Well, it's just hilarious because Bo is maintaining that someone fed me the information that he was complaining about going to my wedding. I just know who he is. I've known you for 20 years.
Neither here nor there. I am starting a formal investigation into the Morning Shift and the shows around it to see who is the rat.
I am so stuck between you guys on this one. I am because I would never want to hear that somebody was not excited to come to my wedding.
Exactly.
But I can't remember the last time I got invited to something, formally invited to something that I had to dress up for,
that I wanted to do. Yeah.
Like I even not dress up. Like even when my kid's like, hey daddy, got invited to little Johnny's birthday party. I'm like, son of a
dude.
The
neighbor could text me and say, you guys want to do dinner tonight? We're going to cook. We're going to have like tomahawk ribeyes. All you got to do is walk across the street. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to walk across the street. I mean, why are they doing it at 6:45? Why couldn't you do it at 6:30? I don't like, you know, do they have my drink? I mean,
Allie does seem like the kind, though, that gets invited to things and gets pumped. She's got that personality.
I do get excited about social occasions. I do. But I feel like I did take the heat off him yesterday by explaining Grant and I did get feedback that a lot of people were not excited about the timing and the location of our wedding.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm the only one that got personally attacked on radio. Like, I'm the only one that got named by it. I mean, name them. Name them. Say the names.
I actually remember giving Grant crap that week because I was not invited. I was like, Grant, we've met before in person, okay? How am I not invited to this thing?
Does it make the case worse against me if I actually bragged about I was the only one on the show that got to go?
Oh, my goodness.
He did. He definitely did.
I was like, yeah, I'm the only one invited to his wedding this weekend.
And if I had a time machine, I'd go back and be like, you don't even want to go to the wedding. You're not even excited.
It's not that I didn't want to go. See, that – hold on. That is where this is getting a little bit misconstrued, right? Is that the right way? I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I wanted to go. I was happy to be invited, and I didn't get invited. I've known Grant and Allie both. I mean, how many years combined?
Yeah.
It was just more the fact that I had to do it. Like, I just don't like doing anything I don't want to do. I'm just a contrarian. I don't know what the hell you want from me.
It wasn't that. It wasn't going. It was the process of going for Bo. That's
but
all it was.
I had this vision in my mind because Andy and Randy came to the wedding as well. And I had this vision in my mind to him, like, you know what? They clocked off at 2 o'clock and we're like, hey, you ready to go to the wedding? Let's go. It was, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something.
It wasn't this, all right, let's drive out to Cedar.
You don't think they were playing paper, rock, scissors, see who drives?
Hold on. Hold on. Stop this. I am not going to allow this. I don't want to be that guy. But I can tell you the one person that wants to go and leave their house less than me on this radio station is Randy McMichael.
There's no
doubt. He openly admits it. And I don't feel like I'm being that guy by saying that, but he is the one person who wants to leave his house less than me.
There's no doubt.
I will say, though, that guy had a good time. He was cutting a rug on the dance floor.
I respect that so much.
I imagine being a former NFL tight end, he has a lot more nimble feet than I do and better dancer.
There you go.
It was Randy and my 3-year-old nephew at the time that were like the stars of the dance floor. All right, let's get to your headlines since I feel like a little bit of news has broke since we last got to talk. Let's start with the good. Jalen Johnson was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Speaking of, Hawks are back in action tonight. They're back home to take on the Pistons. Pre-game is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16 on Monday Night Football. The New York Jets are benching QB Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. And you guys already know this next headline. The Falcons have placed Michael Penix Jr. on the IR. He has injured his left knee, will miss a minimum of 4 games. Kirk Cousins will be starting QB. And Raheem Morris also said that Drake London has a PCL sprain and is out this week, maybe more.
I think most people will respect this story that I'm about to say, because when I saw the Justin Fields news, I was like, oh, me and Bo, our fantasy team, we should go after Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, we could use an extra quarterback in the mix. It's a dynasty team. We've been stashing Kirk Cousins for so long that, you know, and he hasn't been worth anything. And we probably at some point have to move on. And then I see the news that Michael Penix is now possibly lost for the entire season, but put on IR for a minimum of 4 weeks. And I was like, oh, well, there you go. There's our backup quarterback that we need to utilize. Kirk Cousins is already on our team.
I mean,
and
that's
we're gonna
good.
Roll. I know.
That's good.
I know.
That's
I was
the
like,
best part.
It just... As if the season couldn't get any worse. It was just an absolute gut punch to see that news come across the phone, and then you add the Drake London stuff to it. I don't even have any words for the season anymore. This is as bad as I could have pictured the season being at this point, honestly. Could it have been worse? Sure, you could have lost to Buffalo or whatever else, but, man, in terms of just the entire storylines that we thought we'd have throughout August,
mm-hmm.
This one sucks. There's just no two ways around it. This one absolutely stinks, and there's an uphill climb for everybody involved.
Well, look, we can talk about what the season is or isn't at this point. I think I probably feel a little bit differently. I was just even asked the question last night. What's the best? You know, what's the best case scenario? And I was like, you know, get hot, win out. And the person was like, well, why? And I said, well, because there's a lot of young players on this team that it would do a lot of damn good to win and to learn how to finish games, and especially on the defensive side, right? And doing something we haven't done the last 3 weeks, close games out. Or the last – because I won't say all 5 of the losing streak, but the last 3 for sure. You had chances to close each game out, and you failed to do it, right? But the worst case – The worst part about this is if he's, which it seems he will, is the development and progression that he can make. And whether you think Zach Robinson's the right guy or not, you go and look at his game in Berlin and go look at his game here for the first two quarters. Let's just say 2 quarters, because he got hurt on the first possession that you had the ball in the second half. And he showed resilience. He bounced back. He showed a willingness to take what the defense was giving you. He was accurate with passes. In fact, he was 13 of 16, if I'm not mistaken. I know at least one of those was a flat-out drop by Darnell Mooney. So that was what you wanted, and could he build off of that? Not mentioning could you have won the game if he stayed in because of the game plan. He used his legs right before he got injured. In fact, he runs – and gets it to second and one. You got a first down. He gets it to second and one, and then Lindstrom gets the holding penalty, and then two passes, and then on the third, the second of the two passes, he gets injured. So it just kind of it sucked, and it was the first time that in a long time you saw Penix, Drake, and Bijan all play really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with that. And I would make the point that the worst thing that could have happened to Michael Penix in terms of the franchise outlook would have been a grade of incomplete this year. And I feel like that's what we're looking at, right? Do I have an A? Do I have an F? I'd rather know, mm-hmm. right? I'd rather know if I got a great quarterback or if I got one that's never in a million years going to make it. The incomplete or, you know, the in-between grade is what really stinks about it, man. So, you know, there were some people that were still on board with Michael. I think we talked about on the show that we're not ready to you know, kind of flush that entire situation, and yet we're not even going to get to see the whole thing pan out. It's the worst case scenario, in my opinion, for what this team is going through right now.
Well, I think we all need to be very careful of our words today because we were tweeted basically when this news broke, like, this is exactly what y'all said this morning.
Yeah.
If we heard today, this would be the news, that it's very, very bad.
Yeah, that's the way it goes in the NFL. If you play on Sunday and there's injury news in the Monday press conference from something like that where a player leaves the game and doesn't come back, it normally ain't good. You know, I don't know if Raheem actually addressed Drake yesterday, but I know that all the reports have came out that he is seemingly week to week, which means what? What have we learned from this team? Week to week means
he's not playing.
Yeah, not this week. Day to day means normally that they'll play, and that sucks too because you're at the point with like. I really actually feel a little bad for Kirk because his second start this year and both starts, he's going to be without Drake London, which is, if anything showed us about this offense, he is the only receiver you can count on this year.
I have a question about Kirk Cousins that we can get to on the other side. It was kind of a debate last night in the McCauley household and how he's feeling about this situation. So coming up, we'll dig into more of the Falcons' fate after all the news yesterday. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 6:23. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We are going to get into all the drama that came out behind the Falcons yesterday. But this Friday, guys, we're hitting the road again. You can join us, the morning shift, at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come on in, pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to us as we broadcast from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. It's the morning shift, Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix on Memorial Drive. Can I tell you what happened to the candy corn?
Oh, God.
That the last Publix gave me? There's been thievery.
No.
Yes. So we were at Publix in Flowery Branch last weekend.
Correct.
Or last Friday. And then on Saturday, I was at Rick Case Kia in Duluth. So rather than going home to Marietta, I stayed with my parents in Duluth.
There you go.
I took the cookies, the candy corn, everything. Well, my 5-year-old nephew's birthday party was the next day. They needed to leave before me. Didn't see them. Said bye. Whatever. I'm going to leave. And I'm like, packing up my stuff. And I'm like, where's the candy corn?
Oh, no. And you even went back for it.
I did.
Like, that's how important that candy corn was to you, which is so unfortunate.
My parents stole it and took it to the 5-year-old birthday
party. Oh, no.
They took it to the 5-year-old birthday party.
See, that's even worse. I thought you were going to say that a five-year-old ate it, but no, your parents
took it to the five-year-old birthday party.
Which parent do you think is more responsible
it's
for
her
that?
Mom.
No, it's my dad. My dad
really?
Took it. Yeah, he took it.
Your dad just seems like the sweetest man.
No, but he was probably thinking, she's going to leave this here. I don't want this in our house. We're going
Touché.
To a birthday party right now.
Touche.
Let me just take
Would
this.
Would be a horrible thing if his pit flag just disappeared hanging on the garage.
I know. Isn't that adorable? All right. So
I'm
we
just
got,
kidding, Mr. Mack.
We got to talk about the Falcons. It was a very upsetting day yesterday. We were already upset about the loss on Sunday. Falcons-Panthers 30-27. News kept breaking. Michael Penix on the IR, left knee injury. He'll be out at least 4 weeks. Let's go ahead and hear from Raheem. He did confirm Drake's status yesterday, or Drake London's status yesterday.
He's a knee. Obviously, it's a PCL. He's had it before, done some of those things. So we'll kind of just let that thing roll with that. He's a knee.
Don't you love how coaches talk about injuries? He's a knee. He has a PCL, and he's had one before. And it's like, don't we all have knees with PCLs in them?
Oh, it's the end part. It's that kind of thing. We'll just roll with that. It's like,
we'll just roll with that.
No, yeah. Nope, nobody's rolling with anything.
We don't want to roll with it.
Yeah, you know, no, I'm not rolling with that.
You know what's funny is last year we were mad because Kirk Cousins was too forthcoming, which got us in trouble. And this year all the fans are mad because they don't think Raheem in the front office is forthcoming enough with what's going on injury-wise. And I guess it's because Kirk had that situation, you know, the way the situation played out with him, where he's too forthcoming in his introductory press conference, get you in trouble.
Lost draft pick.
Then he says, no, it's an accounting error, basically, with while I was on the injury report. And then he comes out after and says all that. And so now people are so jaded by whatever they say about injuries that people are upset no matter what. It's kind of funny.
It stinks. Like, when I saw this news, when both the pieces of news come down yesterday, I 100% believe in the interim, like right now, just this week, the Drake London news is so much more devastating than Michael Penix news. Like, the way this offense is created, and we saw Kirk Cousins without Drake London just a few weeks ago, and it was abysmal. And I think Kirk played terribly, but I also, like, having realized how valuable Drake London is this season, I don't like the outlook is what I'm saying. Like, without Drake London in the lineup, I don't know who Kirk Cousins is throwing to this weekend. And it's tough, man. Like, the Saints are favored in this game now.
Well, of course.
They're favored. I mean,
they've won more games in the last few weeks than you have. So
yeah.
I'll say this. I do think that it's a chance for whatever reason, as soon as Michael Penix stepped into the starting lineup last year, there was less of a connection with Darnell Mooney than when Kirk Cousins was in the starting lineup and Darnell Mooney was on the field. And you can go back and say, well, yeah, but they hadn't practiced, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the whole Penix wasn't getting first-team reps, kind of go to maybe Josina Anderson can report on that, like she does other backup quarterbacks, first-team reps. But the reality is that there was the connection just wasn't quite the same. It was with Drake for whatever reason, but it was not with Mooney. And so maybe without Drake, Mooney can step in and have the game that he had early, like, you know, we saw against Tampa last year, right?
Yeah.
It, maybe he can step into that, and there can be that connection, and it can – wake him up or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And David Sills kind of belongs in the same category for me. I think that I'd like to see them hook up a couple times this week.
Well, and with the news yesterday, Raheem Morris did address that the offense is going to look a little bit different with Kirk being starting QB now.
Yeah, it's fair to say it'll look different. You know, obviously with Kurt and Mike, different playing styles, definitely look a little bit different. You know, what Kirk can do really well, that's what we'll try to do. The things that he does well, the thing that he did well for us when he was starting, you know, some of the things he's done in his past, we'll be able to do some of those things. We'll definitely bounce back and definitely get some, you know, have an ability to sit down and talk with him throughout the course of the week. But definitely fair to say that it looked different than what it looked with Mike. You know, you named a lot of the differences, you know, left-sided offense, right-sided offense, some of those different things. But they look a little different.
I thought it was extremely interesting, to put it lightly, how much Kirk Cousins went under center when he came in the game the other day. Like, I was so like, what are we doing? Why have we not been like this before? And it wasn't like that last year. And we, you know, I think Bo and I were kind of texting back and forth during the game. You know, you can talk about the Achilles last year. You can talk about Penix under center. I'm curious from Bo's perspective, with the ability to go under center for Kirk Cousins and without Drake London in the lineup, where you can really see Kirk possibly going through progressions, because the ship is sold for it, that ship has sailed for me on Zach Robinson, but I don't think it has for you. And I'm curious if you think that Zach, with Kirk Cousins starting and possibly going under center more, can actually roll out his entire offense the way he wants it to and actually save his job in the long run.
I think this is I'm not sure that I'm not going to sit here and talk about saving jobs with all I get is messages from people, and I'm not everybody. It's not just me. You do it. You did it too. But I've been a lot of messages about what I think should happen or the future and everything. And I'm not like I don't know all that, but I would tell you that it would be if you wanted to bring back Raheem Morris for a third year, it'd be a tough sell, I think, to keep the staff status quo.
100%.
I think there are certain guys that have earned their keep, and there are certain guys that have left you yearning for more, right? So let's just put that over there. But I would tell you that I think it would be a nice chance for Zach Robinson to showcase that just let me show you how much you don't know about what's inside this building and what's happening with this team, Mr. Blogger, Mr. Podcaster, you know, Mr. Talk Show Host, whatever. Let me show you that, and not you per se, obviously, Mike. I'm talking to you. I'm looking at you, and I say that, but it's not you. But it's going. When you wanted to complain about the pistol last year, there was something. Kirk was not comfortable moving. He could not move to the extent. Look, we noticed it day one. It's no secret. Day one of training camp, Kirk Cousins was rolling out and throwing on the run better with just the mobility alone.
For sure.
So you can roll out that play action under center more. Maybe it might – I don't know how much more. You could answer more about how much being under center maybe opens up things. But it gives you a lot more of a playbook other than just pistol. It might also show you how uncomfortable Michael Penix was just starting under center. And that's why Zach Robinson was so much in the pistol, so much in the shotgun, but really just the pistol more than anything. So, yeah, I think it's a chance for him to show – you guys think you know everything, but you don't know what our limitations are and what we're dealing with inside the building. I do think there's a chance for that. And do I believe that it's easy to say, I don't care if you're not comfortable, get comfortable? Yeah, I think there should be some of that, and I think there should have been more pressure. But sometimes with young guys, you're trying to get them comfortable doing in this league what they're already think that they did well or they like to do in college. So you get them comfortable there first and then add things to their plate.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, just in terms of a sheer functionality, I think it probably helps the line just a little bit going under center, running the wide zone. I think if you can pull it off, and if they plan on pulling it off, the play action becomes 10 times more believable. Like when you look at the defense and their reaction when you're under center, versus when Michael Penix is literally just turning a circle out of the pistol. It just becomes like you can attack the ball as a running back. You can turn your back to the defense as a quarterback. Now, you got to run bootleg along with that. You got to be able to protect. But I think that it will become more believable and hopefully utilize as more of a weapon this week with Kirk under center. So we'll see.
If Kirk could say the quiet part out loud, what he's thinking inside, is he excited about this or is he like, shoot,
no.
I was having a good time?
No, he's excited.
He's excited?
I think he is. And I think he's got that.
Not excited for Michael Penix to be injured. That's
no,
not,
no, no, and I know, that's not I
know,
what I mean.
I know you're not asking that. I wanted to clarify that when I said it, because I don't want the people, because I know how people take things. But I think he's excited to prove that he's still that, he's still the HMFIC.
Yeah.
Right? That's what he wants to prove. And because next year, you can talk about what he is and what's going to happen here next year. Right now, Kirk Cousins is viewing this as a tryout for an NFL team next year as a starter.
Yeah, I think that's a good possibility. And look, Allie, I'd be lying if I said that every time a backup has to come in, they're excited about it. specifically during the game. Mm-hmm. But I think given the fact that he's played so much and the fact that where he is in his career, and Bo's right, that this is an opportunity, I think he's excited about it. I think he's ready to take over the reins and see what happens.
All right, well, we're going to keep talking about the fate of the Falcons throughout the show. But coming up, Lane has a decision to make, and he is on the clock. Plus, we've got my Mac drop. We're going to wake your brains up with some impossible trivia. Here's one to think about. Orders for this on Thanksgiving Day spiked 2,960% last year. What was it? Think about it. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack, Mike Johnson over there, Bo Morgan to my left, Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin as their next head coach. He's going to replace Brent Pry, who was actually working for James as a defensive coordinator at Penn State previously. And as this deal is happening, James Franklin and Penn State agreed to a smaller buyout. Penn State will be paying James just $9 million rather than $49.
Yeah, Penn State is really excited about Virginia Tech, right? I mean, it saves them a ton of money in the process. I think this is a great hire for Virginia Tech, personally. James Franklin had his issues at Penn State. Doesn't mean those issues are going to follow him. He's going to have to get over the hump, and he's going to have to win some top 10 games, some top 25 games for sure when they're presented with him. But I think Virginia Tech, the ACC, everything that comes along with that gives you a clearer path. I mean, we've seen the craziness happening inside of that conference just this year. And I think he'll have the resources necessary. And I think he's a good coach. So I think it kind of works all the way around. And probably a nice little landing spot. The timeline works out. Everything kind of lines up for this to be a good hire for Virginia Tech.
Who would you rather play as a top 25 matchup? Virginia? At Virginia, if you're Virginia Tech, like it would be this year, maybe, I think, I don't know where they're playing, or Ohio State.
Yeah, no thanks.
Or Oregon. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, Michigan a few years ago. This is perfect for Virginia Tech. You win 10 games in the ACC every year, you're in the playoff.
For sure.
I mean, it's. I know that somewhere West Durham might be listening and kind of raising an eyebrow that I just said that. And because Wes and I kind of go back and forth, and you know, he's like, oh, sometimes I'm in a little bit of SEC, pro-SEC. But, I mean, look at the track record. Tech is on track for its first 10-win season since Paul Johnson was there. And
got to deal with business.
Maybe since 2014. And if they win this week and get to 10 wins, I mean, their chances of making the ACC championship game, I mean, excuse me, the college football playoff are out of this world.
Yeah.
Especially if they can get some players back. Yeah.
And I also like the timeline for Virginia Tech. You get him installed before Thanksgiving is even here, right? And he can kind of hit the ground running, recruiting, portal, the whole bit. I think it's a home run both ways.
I'm a little disappointed in James Franklin that he lowered his buyout. I just said no.
I mean, who negotiated that, right?
Well, was it not part of his contract already at Penn State that if he took another job or took a job in broadcasting that had to offset? I think there was offset language.
No, I think the language was is he had to be looking. I'm pretty positive the language in that was he had to be actively looking for a job. He couldn't just collect it. I thought that's what the language was.
I don't know about that. I feel like, and I think Brian Kelly's in the same situation. If you get hired somewhere else, that there's offset language with the money. But I could be wrong. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Speaking of the transfer portal, when Georgia players transfer or want to transfer, Kirby Smart has a tactic. Let's hear Kirby explain it.
We schedule them. The ones that want to leave, we schedule them. We try to get them on the schedule because when they want to leave because they're not physical, that means they're probably going to a place that's not physical. We like those places. We like to play them. We prefer them, actually, if you can get them on the schedule. So it's one of those deals that you don't run from hard in life. You run from hard in life, you'll find more hard.
Dude, inject this into my veins, baby. Let's go. I'm the scene in Friday where they're like, damn. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel. You know what I mean? And granted, I don't blame kids nowadays. It is what it is. They're presented with so many more opportunities than we were 20 years ago. But I cherish the toughness that we built inside of that facility. And I think that's exactly what Kirby's trying to say is you'll be better off in the long run. You're going to be tougher. Don't run from this.
You don't run from hard in life. You run from hard in life. You'll find more hard.
God, come get all the smoke, man. I loved hearing this yesterday.
I also don't know if he can schedule all of them. Of course, I don't think all of them leave for toughness.
You're like, how quickly can you schedule them, Kirby? I don't know. That turnaround seems really quick.
But there is, like, he answered that question, and it's needs to be said that he answered that question in that specific way because it was specifically asked about tough when guys think it's too tough and everything. And that was one of the things that you always hear about guys that left Georgia, guys that left Florida back when Urban was there. Guys that have left Alabama, and I say leave, like graduated, not always just like transfer portal, but talk about how hard. I think that was one of the things that they said about Belichick too was like games were always easy because practices were so hard,
man.
And that's the way that's kind of the cool part is the practice is hell, games are fun.
Yeah,
and you want to play them, you know. And they're easy because there's nothing you're not ready for. That's why Kirby's an elite head coach.
I thought it was really interesting hearing Sonny Michel on with the Steakhouse last week when he was talking to Rusty last Thursday, and he was talking about, first of all, Kirby Smart and how they wanted to make sure they got their program back on the right track. But he also won two Super Bowls, one with Bill Belichick and one with Sean McVay. And he was talking about the contrasting styles, and he was saying, look, you know, the games were easy because Belichick makes you practice so hard. And Sean McVay, on the flip side, was one of those guys that just knew how to get the very best out of you when it was needed. And it was completely different styles, but that's the way they went about their business, and they've both been successful for those reasons. So, yeah, man, Kirby, inject it in my veins, baby. I love it. I love it.
Well, apparently Ole Miss is looking for clarity about Lane Kiffin's future with the Rebels. So members of Lane's family visited Gainesville on Sunday and Baton Rouge on Monday. So Ole Miss wants an answer before the annual Egg Bowl against Mississippi on November 28th.
I hate this so much for everybody involved. All three of these teams, the circus that ensues. I get it. Good for you, Lane. I just hate this, man. I hate it for all the fan base. I hate it for Ole Miss's fan base. I think the decision has to be made. I don't know how much they can hold him to task in terms of we want to know.
I mean, if he changed his mind in December, would they be like, no, it's past?
I don't know. It sucks, man. It really sucks. I get why Lane might want to look elsewhere, but I also think that Ole Miss is a great job, and I think that he would be smart to stay there. So we'll see what happens. But I hate all this going on. I hate it less now because of the transfer portal and NIL. You know, 10 years ago, I'd been like, this is ridiculous. But everybody's moving. Everybody's doing different things and doing things for themselves.
I saw some talk show host nationally who probably doesn't understand college football at all try to crush Lane Kiffin about this and say that Lane Kiffin has made a mockery. This isn't a Lane Kiffin issue. Lane Kiffin is not responsible for any of this. Okay, we are to an extent. And I say we are because the media, mm-hmm. Because they're the ones that ask him every press conference. They're the ones that are speculating where he's going. Now, I'm not saying that he's not being courted. Don't get me wrong. But there's that guilt. And then there's also the guilt of the powers of college football that allowed this system to be in effect. You know why this system's in effect? Because you allow coaches to be fired after 3, 4, 5 games into a season. You allow players, because of the rules you haven't forecasted for, you allow players to be on Zoom with other coaches in the middle of the season. You allow players to leave during playoff runs, okay? If a player can leave under a playoff run, so can a coach. Sorry, but that's the reality of it. You have allowed this to happen because of the way you've set the system up or refused to fix things and forecast for issues that have arisen. I don't blame Lane Kiffin for any of this. Now, should Lane go ahead and figure this out? Yeah, sure, but it's his life too. His future too. I don't blame him for this.
I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't, just because the system's in place doesn't mean Lane can't do right by his players and the other coaches on his staff. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
The same people would do what's right for them. Look.
You don't know
Mike,
that, though.
Mike, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get mad at me when I say this. I think you're going to think that, say, well, I don't know that, like you just did. This ain't the world you played in. And what the rules that you lived by, they're not there anymore. You were a guy that when you went to Alabama, you were loyal to the program. And that was a lot more of a thing back when you were played. There's no loyalty anymore, man. There's not. There's not a guy in that program that's loyal, and it sucks because I'm the same as you. I feel the way you do, but it just doesn't exist anymore.
But it's got to be a good feeling to be invited to these schools to look around, right? That's why
For Layla and Knox, doubt. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's why you shouldn't scoff at invitations.
It's like the opposite of shopping for a house.
No. But, hey, I will say that Dan Mullen's, the house that Dan Mullen lived in when he was the head coach of Florida, it just went pending.
It's like the opposite of shopping for a house. It's like if people who own the houses were inviting you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we don't have to knock on the door and say, can we look at it? They're like, hey, come over here and look at our house. We want you to like our house. Like, oh, okay.
Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We've got some impossible trivia today, fellas. And if you're heading into work today, feel free to steal these from me. No problem. Share it at the water cooler today. So orders for this on Thanksgiving Day spiked almost 3,000% last year. What was it?
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Is it a food?
No.
Okay.
I'll also say it could have been any, like this could happen every year. It's not particular to last year.
Yes, on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know. You got anything, Bo?
Deep fryers for turkeys.
That's a good one.
Or gift cards from Amazon.
Dylan, yeah. You got any guesses?
Deep fryer's good.
I'm going to guess smart remotes for smart TVs.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going a different direction. So, No, if you're making the turkey, all of a sudden you realize, oh, I need to check the thermometer. Meat thermometers went up. Yeah, by 3,000%.
Why last year?
What kind of person doesn't have multiple meat thermometers in their house?
Someone that has Thanksgiving for the first time.
But do you cook?
Why
do you,
last
do,
year?
Do you ever grill? Do you cook at all in your house?
Is it the first time you've ever prepared a meal? Like a
not everybody's the meat man, Bo.
Dylan, you don't got to be a meat man to have a meat. Before I was a meat man, I still had a meat thermometer.
Like one of those things they call the meter with just an R on the end of meat.
All right, I've got another impossible question for you. According to a new report, the average American gets rid of 48% of this within the first 48 hours of having it. Once they get it, they get rid of it within the first 48 hours.
The common cold?
No.
Christmas sweater.
No.
Is this a Thanksgiving theme?
No.
Oh. Wrapping paper.
No.
A real Christmas tree?
No.
Well, you gonna buy one and get rid of it 48 hours later?
I'm thinking like an ugly Christmas. Oh, I'm going with Christmas.
Yeah, ugly Christmas sweater.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a paycheck.
Who gets paychecks anymore?
That was like a trivia riddle.
Direct deposit.
You do. It goes into your bank account. I think there's one Friday.
Like, get rid of it in 48 hours.
Some people do.
70% of the world has this physical feature in common. What is it?
They're right-handed.
No.
No, it's higher than that. Probably.
A big toe.
I would hope the percentage would be higher than that.
Dylan, you are so off key, bro.
I was throwing it out there, man.
Your guesses are awful today. except for the first. I thought the first one was all right. Hold on.
If we did a smaller sample, it's 75% in this show, the four of us.
Really? Brown hair.
I should say, actually, it's 25%. It's the reverse. 25%.
I don't know.
Has blonde this hair.
Physical feature in common.
Under 6 feet. Oh, no, that's not right.
No.
Taller than 6 feet.
It's brown eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Who's got brown eyes?
This is going to sound
I got
weird.
Brown eyes.
Everybody close your eyes. Make Bo guess them.
I'm not sure what color eyes I have.
You have blue eyes.
Blue eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have blue eyes.
Sorry.
I actually have, my eyes change colors a little bit. They're blue, but they in certain
I'm
light,
so freaking
they look
colorblind.
Green.
I don't even know.
You don't even know what
I
your own color
know.
Is.
Bo, you ever have a Max Scherzer thing going on?
No. It's not. No. Not I don't have one eye blue and one eye brown or green or whatever it is, but sometimes certain light my eyes look green.
You got one more to send us out on?
I got one more.
Maybe we can marinate during the break.
I think this will help Falcons fans, so keep that in mind and we'll marinate. A recent survey-based study with over 3,200 adults looked at how often people do this and how it can affect their level of depression and anxiety. It can help it.
Oh, I know what this is.
Don't! Dirty
Mike
strikes again.
Anything.
Dirty Mike strikes again.
I didn't
again.
Say anything.
Mike, get your mind out
I
of the gutter.
I didn't say anything.
You dirty dog, you.
Just got to help that depression a little bit.
All right, think about it. We'll get back to it. Coming up, we'll get into as well the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons game. Mike and Bo will get into the film review they've been conducting next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.